Back in the days when willing patients were scarce and surgery was mostly guesswork, there was a great demand for bodies to practice on. Some people weren't too fussy about where the bodies came from. Body snatching was a thriving business, but the competition was fierce.
That was a trailer for the 1972 film Burke and Hare. It's based on the true story of two Irish criminals who made a profit by killing people and selling their bodies to medical schools in 19th century Edinburgh. Theirs is, hopefully anyway, a unique case in that they actually committed murder to maintain a steady supply of corpses. During the 18th and 19th century, the practice of body snatching, the secret stealing of dead bodies from their graves, was very, very common indeed. At the time, Dublin was the body-snatching capital of Europe, as corpses were in constant demand by anatomy and surgical schools, where they were essential for medical research and training. And also there was a thriving export trade. We'll talk about all that in a minute. And joining me to talk about this macabre occupation is medical historian Joe Harbison. Joe, you're very welcome indeed. And I think, as far as Dublin is concerned, the story starts with or is very much involved with your own institution where you lecture medical students, Trinity College.
Well, yes. I mean, I think the story and what brought this to light for the programme was last year we had a ceremony in Trinity where we reinterred the remains of over 200 individuals that were found in the foundations of the Berkeley Library when it was being built. And we had a very simple ceremony to allow them to be reinterred in Glasnevin. That was just the beginning. Anatomy started in Trinity in 1711. But even before then, to become a doctor, Trinity still qualified doctors, you still need to have seen three dissections. So there's probably even dissections going on in private institutions before that. What happened later on in the 19th century is there was a boom in medical schools and a boom in as a result, you needed more and more bodies. And those couldn't be provided by conventional means, that is, the hanged murderers.
Mm. And do you reckon that there might be more bodies in various parts of Trinity College if they digging?
According to some people, that there were a couple dug up last year that will be reinterred again. If you think in and around Dublin, though, there were at various stages about 20 schools of anatomy and medicine in the early 19th century.
Segment 1.
Back in the days when willing patients were scarce and surgery was mostly guesswork, there was a great demand for bodies to practice on. Some people weren't too fussy about where the bodies came from. Body snatching was a thriving business, but the competition was fierce.
That was a trailer for the 1972 film Burke and Hare. It's based on the true story of two Irish criminals who made a profit by killing people and selling their bodies to medical schools in 19th century Edinburgh. Theirs is, hopefully anyway, a unique case in that they actually committed murder to maintain a steady supply of corpses.
Segment 2.
During the 18th and 19th century, the practice of body snatching, the secret stealing of dead bodies from their graves, was very, very common indeed. At the time, Dublin was the body snatching capital of Europe, as corpses were in constant demand by anatomy and surgical schools, where they were essential for medical research and training. And also there was a thriving export trade. We'll talk about all that in a minute. And joining me to talk about this macabre occupation is medical historian Joe Harbison. Joe, you're very welcome indeed.
Segment 3.
And I think, as far as Dublin is concerned, the story starts with or is very much involved with your own institution where you lecture medical students, Trinity College.
Well, yes. I mean, I think the story and what brought this to light for the programme was last year we had a ceremony in Trinity where we reinterred the remains of over 200 individuals that were found in the foundations of the Berkeley Library when it was being built. And we had a very simple ceremony to allow them to be reinterred in Glasnevin. But that was just the beginning. Anatomy started in Trinity in 1711.
Segment 4.
But even before then, to become a doctor, Trinity still qualified doctors, you still need to have seen three dissections. So there's probably even dissections going on in private institutions before that. What happened later on in the 19th century is there was a boom in medical schools and a boom in as a result, you needed more and more bodies. And those couldn't be provided by conventional means, that is, the hanged murderers.
Mm. And do you reckon that there might be more bodies in various parts of Trinity College if they start digging?
According to some people, that there were a couple dug up last year that will be reinterred again. If you think in and around Dublin, though, there were at various stages about 20 schools of anatomy and medicine in the early 19th century.